Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And here on County District Court, before visiting Judge Frill, Anthony Michael Lee was sentenced after pleading guilty to multiple probation violations. That originally came from a sentencing back in March of 2025 that was tied to an animal cruelty case. That case involved Lee moving out of his house and abandoning his dog locked in the house until the landlord found the dog in severe condition and got it to Thumb Animal Shelter just in time to save its life. Lee admitted to leaving Michigan without court permission, failing to complete the Thinking Matters program and required community service, and failing to pay court-ordered fines, costs, and restitution. During the hearing, defense attorney Kyle T. O'Mara said Lee believed he had permission from probation authorities to travel out of state. Lee told the court he faced difficulties completing probation requirements, including problems obtaining community service documentation involving his ex-wife and issues related to tax refunds for court payments. He also said he left Michigan to seek family support and avoid homelessness with his children. Probation Officer Jesse Ostentoski testified that permission to leave the state had not been granted, and discussions about Lee relocating occurred after he had already moved. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani argued Lee had made little progress since his March 2025 sentencing and noted an unpaid restitution balance of $840.50 owed to the Thumb Animal Shelter related to the abuse and neglect of his dog at that time. Defense counsel argued against jail time, citing Lee's remorse, employment status, and efforts to improve his financial situation. Judge Frill, after hearing that, Judge Ferris had ordered Lee in March of this year to pay a minimum of $25 per month to the outstanding financial obligations, revoked Lee's probation after finding it had not been successfully completed. Lee was sentenced to 60 days in Huron County Jail with credit for 2 days served. The court ordered all remaining financial obligations to remain in effect. Lee must report to jail by 4 p.m. on May 22, 2026, the same day as a scheduled motion hearing in Tuscola County Circuit Court, Family Division. And authorities in Bad Axe responded to a reported attempted vehicle theft Thursday afternoon. Central Dispatch received a call just after 3 p.m. from a resident who said two individuals were on his property trying to take his car. Dispatch later advised that the caller had gone inside and was waiting safely for officers to arrive. Police reached the scene within minutes and reported the situation was under control. One woman was taken into custody. No additional details have been released. When we come back from this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
This is Julie from Kohler's Propane. Be on the lookout for Kohler's Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks, transporting propane to homes and businesses throughout the Thumb area. B-Cups stands for Breast Cancer Understanding Prevention and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Aspire Rural Health System's mammography department by donating a portion of their propane sales to Aspire's mammogram screening in their B-Cups program. It is Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Aspire Rural Health, and to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our obituaries. Marvin Messing passed away peacefully on Sunday, December 14th, 2025, at his winter home in Mesa, Arizona, at the age of 87. He was born on August 13th, 1938, in Ruth, Michigan. In 1961, Marvin married the love of his life, Lauren Hlesky. Together, they shared a profound bond of 64 years, building a family and a life rooted in faith and community. Marvin dedicated 65 years to farming. Marvin is survived by his devoted wife, Lauren, his seven children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, and Joel, and 14 grandchildren. Seven great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial for Marvin Messing will be held on Saturday, May 16, 2026, at St. Columbkill Sheridan Corners Catholic Church at 11 a.m. Visitation will take place on Friday, May 15, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home from 3 to 8 p.m., with the rosary taking place at 7 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered to the St. Columbkill Cemetery Fund or St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.